Earth, sky.
When we're talking about science to people who maybe don't have that as a career, it can be an intimidating area, and people, when they feel uncomfortable, they shy away from learning. And there's not a genetics for science. There are people that come from all backgrounds who become career scientists or have an interest, even amateur scientists.
You're listening to Brian Pollack, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Pollack is Chief Scientific Officer of Life Technologies Corporation in Carlsbad, California. He spoke about the USA Science and Engineering Festival, October 23rd and 24th in Washington, D.C., with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Pollack, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
It's a pleasure.
Now, tell us, why should people celebrate science?
Well, you know, if you think about the major technological advances that have happened in the 20th century, such things as vaccination, antibiotics, solid-state electronics, the internet, you know, all were accomplished, really, by people with a strong science, technology, engineering training. And it's essential as a society to have a strong group of people who have that type of depth of training in science and engineering and technology. And they're the ones who bring forward the types of inventions and innovations that we all utilize in our everyday life. And without having people who have the knowledge to bring an idea into reality, we won't have these inventions. We won't have these types of products that make our lives more easy and more interesting.
And tell us your thoughts on the first ever USA Science and Engineering Festival, which could be the largest celebration of science ever.
Well, certainly from the website, it looks very impressive. It's a vast array of organizations that are involved. Certainly was very impressed on the diversity of representation, not just the areas of science that are represented, but the industries that are and universities that are participants. Very much an interdisciplinary nature to many of the exhibits, and that's important because science and engineering today is an interdisciplinary enterprise. It involves combinations of biology with informatics or engineering with chemistry. And so this is something that people have to start to get used to thinking about, not just one area of science or engineering, but multiple areas. And so this integration of areas is very important, particularly computer science. And I think that's reflected in the USA Science and Engineering Festival.
Would you like to speak maybe a little bit about Life Technologies and how that is involved in the USA Science and Engineering Festival?
Sure. Well, Life Technologies, by the very name, says that we're involved in really a broad aspect of life sciences and utilizing technology to keep pushing back the innovation of new products that are relevant for life science. So we work in basic research. We make products, both instruments as well as consumable products for university research, basic research institutes, medical research. We work also in applied research, such as animal testing, animal health testing, or food testing, or forensics. And we also are very interested in how do we take some of the new basic research that's coming out in particular areas like genetics and apply them to medical science, personalized medicine, and synthetic biology in a very responsible way.
I mean, some of these things that you're talking about, synthetic biology, personalized medicine, the latest in making our food safe, these sound like cutting-edge science, and it's going to be based on the science, I guess, that young people today who might be listening take up upon themselves to do. And the focus of the festival is on young people, to show that science is something anyone can do and have a career in. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Well, science oftentimes, looks intimidating, but actually it's not. You can start to understand basic concepts of science at a very young age. And if I were to ask, and I've had conversations with other scientists along these lines, of when did you start to learn about science and become interested, it tended to be first grade, second grade, even middle school, but by then the die had been cast. And through exposure and just understanding rudimentary principles, getting interested in certain types of phenomena, and letting your curiosity bloom, it's actually fairly easy to start to enter into asking questions that are actually very germane to problems of everyday life. How do you clean up an oil spill? What is the oil and the water together? And understanding that principle, and then how one would skim it off, or bacteria that would eat it, or how would you remove it from the environment in these types of situations? So there are everyday problems, pressing problems, that actually young people can turn their minds onto. There's a group called iGEM that's born out of MIT, and often using genetics and cell biology to solve some of the environmental problems that are present today. And the people who are involved at iGEM are college students. They're high school students in some instances. And so one does not have to have a doctorate or a doctorate and an MD to actually be productive and actively engaged in a scientific conversation.
Would you say that there's a shortage of young people choosing a career in science?
I would say that there are shortages in particular areas, and science is a very dynamic field. It changes very rapidly. And so what you have to be prepared for as someone who enters a career in science is to morph over time. You might get trained in one area if you go to graduate school, undergraduate school, and graduate school. And then you have to be prepared to keep learning. It's just a field that you can never stop learning, let down your guard. It's continually competitive and thought-provoking. And so there's always going to be shortages in particular areas. And so what people have to do is be ready to learn and to change as science changed, to move into these areas of opportunity. You know, in terms of scarcity of individuals, and we're talking about science, it's not so much people who choose to have a career in science. It's a scarcity of individuals who have an understanding of science who are in the lay sector of our population. And it's trying to increase the understanding and appreciation of what science means to everyday life among that lay population. That's actually the largest challenge that faces scientists who are trying to communicate about science today.
You've been listening to Brian Pollack, Chief Scientific Officer of Life Technologies Corporation. The USA Science and Engineering Festival will be held October 23rd and 24th on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.